Hi, I'm David Price, author of The Pixar Touch, The Making of a Company, and you're listening to the Pixar Podcast.
To infinity and beyond!
So, how long is this going to take?
You can't rush art.
What's the point of going out there? They'll only laugh at you.
That's because you're a clown!
Stranger, from the outside.
Greetings! You're not the queen. You don't smell like the queen.
I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now.
How do you feel?
Squirrel. I feel swell. In fact, I think I feel a song coming on.
Hey, good evening. How are you? How are you? Nice to see you. Hey, it's great to be here in your room. Where are you from?
Hello there, Pixar fans. Welcome to another episode of the Pixar Podcast. This is episode number 105. ThePixarPodcast.com/105 is where you can find the show notes for this episode. I'm Derek Clements, and on today's episode, we've got reviews of the new Monsters University Blu-ray, and also the recent TV special, Toy Story of Terror. So it is great to be back with you folks. It's been a while, and it's just going to be me this week, but I can't tell you how excited I am to be back with all of you. So thanks for listening, thanks for joining, thanks for being patient. Let's talk about Monsters University. So Monsters University is my favorite Pixar film since Toy Story 3. You can, of course, hear the review that we did of Monsters University, the film, back when it came out in theaters. That's episode 103, thepixarpodcast.com/103. We recorded that with Greg Mariotti and /film.com's Jermaine Lucier. So that was a great conversation. You can check that out. The film still holds up on the Blu-ray. It was wonderful to watch it again. It's got a lot of heart. It's got a lot of humor. And really what I love about Monsters University, the film, is that the themes are so like true to life. You kind of forget that you're watching a movie that centers around a green eyeball as your main character. But as far as the Blu-ray goes, let's talk about this. The special features and the whole package of the Blu-ray disc. To kind of set up what I thought about it and what I think about this set, I want to tell you a story that goes back to September 17th, 2002. So that date I actually just remembered. I just sort of pulled it out of my head because that was a date that I had on my calendar. I don't know why it stays in my head, but that was a date that I had on my calendar, 10 years ago. I was a brand new sophomore in high school. That date was on my calendar because that was the date that Monsters, Inc., the first film, was released on DVD. So Toy Story 2, as I've said on the podcast, is my favorite film. And it was back then. It was as soon as I saw it. Pixar's next film was Monsters, Inc., but it wasn't until Monsters, Inc. that I realized that this Pixar thing was like a separate company, that they were a separate thing than Disney, that they were doing their own stuff. And they had a lot of really creative people there. So when I saw Monsters, Inc. in theaters, I logged on to Pixar.com. And that's really when my love of Pixar started. And then when the DVD came out, like I knew it was going to come out, I went to the Disney store in Weberstown Mall in Stockton, California. And I pre-ordered my DVD set. This was the first DVD that I owned. DVDs were kind of new. My family had just gotten a DVD player. This is the whole story, folks. I hope that you find it interesting. But yeah, so I got the DVD, I put it in my player, and you know, my life sort of changed in a way. For the very first time, I met these people, John Lasseter, Pete Docter, Andrew Stanton. I kind of saw what they were doing. I just poured through all the special features, and I watched them over and over again. That the Monsters, Inc. set really played a big role in my life.
Hi, I'm John Lasseter. I'm the director of Toy Story, A Bug's Life, and Toy Story 2. I want to welcome you to Pixar Animation Studios. This is our brand new studio. Come on in. There's a lot of cool things in here. So at Pixar, we have this center atrium, and this is where all the things we do together. We have Cafe Luxo here. We have the mailroom. We have foosball. Very important here at Pixar. There's Pete.
Hey.
Pete Docter is the director of Monsters Incorporated.
I thought we'd give him a tour of Pixar.
Let's go down the tiki room. Well, this is Mark's office. He's done it up like a tiki lounge. The pineapple is the symbol of hospitality.
So that whole experience of that DVD, it changed my life. It's crammed with special features. There's tons of stuff. I really learned about what computer animation was because of that disc set. And so now, let's fast forward 10 years, more than 10 years later, computer animation has gotten much better. Pixar has gotten bigger as a company. There's a whole new generation now of directors at the helm of these movies. So I put in the Monsters University Blu-ray set into my player, and I pushed play, and the same feelings came back. I mean, the feelings of how important Monsters, Inc. as a disc was came back as I put in this disc. The Monsters University Blu-ray set is wonderful. It has some wonderful special features, and it, as I said, it's a new generation of directors. The very first special feature that I saw is this wonderful behind the scenes of sort of a day in the life of Monsters University. And instead of Pete Docter and John Lasseter now, it's Dan Scanlon.
Every morning, take the cable car downtown to the subway. This would normally be embarrassing, but luckily, in the city, we're talking to yourself. Is completely normal. I'm Dan Scanlon, director of Monsters University, and this is a day in the life of MU.
So in these special features that we see, I feel the same quality, the same generousness that you get from the original Monsters, Inc. DVD. There aren't as many special features on the Monsters University set than there were on the Monsters, Inc. disc, but I've never seen a DVD that has as much as that one. There's still tons. Deleted scenes, interviews with all variety of filmmakers, a really interesting Paths to Pixar section. And what I love about these little documentaries is that they don't feel like sanitized commercials just promoting stuff. They really give you a good look into the making of the film. So I can picture kids like I was, getting their hands on this thing, meeting Dan Scanlon through their television sets, and starting to dream big about doing creative work when they grow up. There's a lot here to enjoy. So Monsters University is available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital format. All right, well, next up, let's talk about Toy Story of Terror, the new Pixar TV special. It debuted before Halloween on ABC. The Pixar Times reported that it was viewed by more than 10 million people. And I really hope that it becomes available for purchase. I'm sure it will at some point. Maybe it won't be until next Halloween, but I can't wait for that because this short was completely delightful. It was directed by Angus McLean, who directed the Toy Story short Small Fry, and also he directed the WALL-E short Bernie that was on the WALL-E DVD and Blu-ray. I think we can expect some great things from this director because I would say each one of those three films have been better than the last, and especially with Toy Story of Terror, I think he achieved something really surprising and special. Like all the Toy Story feature-length movies, what really sort of motivates the action in Toy Story of Terror are not, just jokes or gags, but tangible, real characters. So Toy Story of Terror is by far, I would say, the best shorter length Toy Story movie because it's the most focused and complex. And it's also hilarious and a perfect Halloween movie. The story centers around Jesse, which is nice. And what's actually really surprising is that although it's scary, and the scares kind of come from the traditional scary movie plot beats, but what's really behind this thing, what's really behind the scares is a real genuine fear that Jesse has, kind of as a person. And you know, going back to her history that we see a little bit at in Toy Story 2, what scares her, what makes her worried. And so to focus on that and not just on the typical, you know, scary things, I thought was just a stroke of genius. So it's like a horror movie, but it's about what is actually scary.
The roadside motel is one of the most common locales for a horror film. Remote, isolated, ordinary. A comforting environment to allay the suspicions of the audience. I expect they'll be asking the innkeeper to use the telephone any minute now.
Would it be okay if I used your phone? Our car is the flat.
Right on cue.
It's okay, Jesse. You're safe now.
We'll be back on the road before you know it. What's the latest, Trixie?
She's still on the phone with the tow truck company.
6 a.m.? That's the earliest you can get here?
6 a.m.? You mean we have to stay here all night?
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't care where we are, as long as I'm not stuck alone in that box.
If you could just sign here in the guest book. And I'll need to see a major credit card for the incidentals. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to put you in room 7. You know, we have a little saying around here. At the Sleepwell Motel, you're going to sleep well.
So that was, of course, Stephen Tobolowsky in a really fun role as the innkeeper there. I loved that extra special treat. One of my favorite actors, of course, from Groundhog Day and lots of other things. Michael Giacchino wrote the music for Toy Story of Terror, which I thought the music is a perfect sort of tribute to horror movie music. And also, it's available as a soundtrack. You can download the Toy Story of Terror soundtrack by Michael Giacchino. Right now, I thought that was really cool. Now, another thing, going back to this is a short that is focused on Jesse. I love that they really do focus on her, and it doesn't feel rushed. The Toy Story has a lot of characters, a lot of different places you can be at any given time. I really like that for this, they just kind of focused on her and didn't feel rushed going through everything, which I think that Hawaiian Vacation kind of suffered from. And finally, no review of Toy Story of Terror would be complete without, you know, reflecting on what the origins of Toy Story are, which Toy Story, before it was a feature-length film, in the planning stages, it was going to be a TV special made by Pixar and commissioned by Disney. And it starred Tinny from the Tin Toy short. And then that eventually evolved into a feature-length film that we have Toy Story. So hearing that Pixar was going to make a TV special was really exciting because it goes back to those original roots. And so it's great to see a little bit of Pixar history come full circle.
Shh, quiet, soldier. You lead them right to us. This place isn't safe for toys.
Combat Carl is going to take his hand away now. You yell, we're done for. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Combat Carl's seen things. Horrible things. Combat Carl's learned. You gotta keep moving, or else they find you.
Are you Combat Carl?
All right, well, thank you so much, folks, for listening to today's episode of the Pixar Podcast. As I said, show notes are available at thepixarpodcast.com/105. Now, in the coming weeks, yes, I will be back bringing more episodes, specifically more news episodes, and I've also got some great interviews on the pike that I'm going to be sharing with you. So, the rumors are true. I'm coming back, and it's going to be great. Thank you so much for your patience as there's been this pause getting more episodes out. I've actually run into lots of technical difficulties. Even my main difficulties have been, you know, time and finishing up some things in my sort of school life, starting some things in my professional life, and getting things rolling. But when I have found moments to actually start doing the podcast again, I've run into these surprising technical glitches that kept me from being able to do it that day. So anyway, got those under control and ready to move forward, give you lots more great episodes, at least through the end of the year. I can promise you that. And then hopefully we'll see more beyond that as well. But I always welcome your feedback. ThePixarPodcast@gmail.com is where you can send me an email. Follow me on Twitter at ThePixarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook. So thanks again. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, go out there and get that Monsters University Blu-ray. I really, really enjoy it. I'm Derek Clements. See you soon.
Okay, Squirt here will now give you a rundown on proper exiting technique.
Mom, it's just my ball.
Don't let it happen again.
Yes, well, I'll try to be less careless.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
It's got this kind of burning, melty. It's not really a smoky taste. It's a certain, it's kind of like a... It's kind of like this boom, sap kind of taste. Don't you think? What would you call that flavor?
Lightning?
Don't look at the light!
I can't help it. It's so beautiful.
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you.
Gone! It's all gone. All it's gone. Bye-bye. Woo, see ya.
Thank you for listening to the Pixar Podcast.